And we're live. Yes.
Yes.
Perfect. That's what I knew. That's what I said. Don't wait.
This is it. We're live.
Shat Network. We're on.
Yep. Shout out, Shat Heads.
Wow. We got some big shout outs this weekend.
This is a big week of shout outs, dude.
Yeah, it is.
We got Burke Williams.
Burke, baby. Burke, that was dog. My shout out. Burke Williams.
I think it's Williams.
Yeah, definitely
Pretty
Burke.
Certain.
Definitely Burke.
Old Burke.
Guy Schiavo. What's up, bruh?
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's a good shouty.
Who else you got?
Spud. What's up, bruh?
Spud.
That's it.
I was just going to read the lineup for Digital Graffiti. I was just going to shout out John Kensel.
Hell yeah, dude. Kensy. What's up, dog?
Shout out Tyler Koslack.
Definitely.
T-Kaz.
Whew.
No T-Kaz. Pigeons. That used to be his screen name. NP for Kaz. No Pigeons.
It was No Pigeons?
NP for Kaz.
He probably got a ton of pussy.
Yeah,
I'm being dead serious.
He did.
Yeah, I can tell.
Ty Kaz is a handsome bull.
Yeah. If you have that screen name, you definitely got ass.
Yeah.
No, what was your screen name?
Sorry. It was TankND77.
Damn.
Which is a sick fucking screen name.
That's really
Tank,
fucking tight.
Because when I played backyard football, I was a truck.
You was trucking people?
Trucked everyone.
That must have sucked having to tackle you playing
ND,
backyard football.
Because Notre Dame football.
Of course.
And 77 because that was my cousin's number who played at Notre Dame.
Damn.
Tank ND 77.
Shit.
Everybody was trying to get a piece of that screen name.
Oh, definitely.
What was yours?
Fat Matt 61.
Oh, yeah. You fucking
well,
owned
first,
being fat.
First it was Fat Matt 36 from Wu-Tang's 36 Chambers.
How old were you?
I forget. Whenever, I guess I was in like 6th grade when that came out.
Damn, you were repping Wu-Tang?
I had older brothers. So, yeah. I had a Wu-Tang poster. It was sick.
Nice.
For Christmas. So, yeah, I used to have Fat Matt 36, and then it was Fat Matt 61, because that one, something happened to it, and then I got my football number, 61, O-line, and then I got my screen name taken away.
Why?
I made an insensitive remark after the Combine shooting on AOL.
Holy shit, dude.
Well, it was totally not related to it. The day before, I was fucking around talking about, like, guns and shit and shooting people. So no, it was
holy
totally
holy shit.
It was a joke. It was totally unrelated. And then the next Columbine happened.
What was the joke?
It was like I quoted some song lyric about like shooting people and all this stuff. So I used to listen to a lot of rap. And then the next day Columbine happened. So my mom saw. I got reported on AOL in a chat room for writing shit about guns and stuff.
Oh man, what were you saying? You have to remember.
It was like roses are red, violets are blue. I have my barrel to your head. What the fuck are you gonna do? It was like a Beastie Boys song or something. And I thought it was like funny, and I put it in there. I don't even know why. And the day after I got reported, so Columbine happens, my mom gets an email like, your son wrote this. And she's
holy
like, you're
shit.
A fucking... I'm like, I wrote it beforehand. She's like, I don't care. So I got no AOL for a year. And then my screen name after was Fat Matt Strikes Back. A year later, I had AOL again.
Damn, you were fat shamed quite a bit, weren't you?
Oh, big time.
That sucks.
My brothers used to kill me, dude. They used to call me, they used to call me Thunder.
Yeah.
I had thunder thighs.
Thunder thighs.
Thunder.
Old Thunder.
Or just fat. They'd be like, yo, fat, come here.
Fat
Instead
Matt.
Of Matt, it was just fat.
You weren't even that fat, were you?
I was chubby.
Hey, you're just chubby.
I was pretty... I, like, convinced myself I was going to be in the NFL. So, like, I started eating, like... I started bulking up for high school to get big. I just got fat and slow. And I sucked. I just got fat to play football and ended up just sucking and being fat. And I was like, oh, man, this sucks.
Yeah, I was on an O-line diet.
Were you really?
Since like day one.
Damn,
like
dude.
Steak and milk every single fucking day. Then I'd lift. I was like, whoa. Yeah, I was bred to be it, but I didn't have it.
Yeah.
Didn't have the fortitude for it.
Well, it's tough on the shell, O-line.
Yeah, it's
I mean, us two retired O-line men can talk about it, but
it's
tough on the shell.
Yeah, a lot of people can't.
Nah.
Can't talk about it the way we can.
Nah,
it's
dude.
Good we both owned our stature through our screen names.
Hey, that's tough. Fucking tight. Tank, Fat.
Tank and Fat Matt. Big dogs,
and then a football
dude.
Number reference. That's
yep,
tight.
Football number. Yep.
That's tight.
I bet half our listeners had the gayest fucking screen names.
Dude, I guarantee it was probably like Nautica Cologne 42.
Oh, fuck. I forget what Caitlin's was. I remember it. It's so funny.
Girls had the gayest
girls,
screen
it was
names.
All like Sunshine 88.
Yeah, like Flower Sunshine Girl. Or it'd be like their age. You'd be like Sassy 15.
Yeah, ooh,
I would meet girls
like that.
Dude, I don't like
Christ, what's going on today. We had to delete a cast because Matt was talking about fucking kids.
No, I wasn't. I was talking about a fond memory when I was younger that nowadays would be frowned upon.
Dude, they're bringing back To Catch a Predator.
Good.
That's what I heard. I hope
didn't Hansen get busted?
I hope somebody
shit?
Catches you.
Catches me what?
Fucking on a chat room.
I don't go on chat
trying
rooms.
To talk to Sassy 15.
Going on chat roulette, fucking jerking off. Dude, that's sick how guys do that.
What, jerk off on
chat roulette?
That's a good little fucking change of subject there.
I'm not chat. I'm not a fuck, I don't fuck young girls.
What are you doing here? Why don't you grab a seat?
You're accusing me. Oh, you're fucking Hansen-ing me?
Yeah, you got Hansen right now. I'm
we
actually 12.
We should figure it out. You're 12?
I'm a hot 12-year-old boy.
Damn, dude.
That you've been seducing.
That is true. I have been seducing you. Might have sent you a video of my dick at one point.
Yeah.
I'm busted.
What did you
I'm
say?
Fucking busted.
Yo, I'm busted.
Yeah.
I said I busted. I was
ew,
like,
no.
What?
Dude, it's gay.
Hot cast.
Holy shit, we're back.
Wow.
From a lengthy, a little excursion.
Oh, boy. Little we had quite the adventure today.
Matt and Shane excursion.
Matt
took
and Shane
it to the streets.
Experienced the world.
Holy fuck.
So, we couldn't really get the juices flowing for this cast, and we were just hanging out, and I was like, let's go see that movie Get Out. You know the one where the white people are evil? And has a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes? Let's go see that one.
Yeah.
So we're walking out. We have to take Matt's dog with us. We're right when we get out the front door to go see the evil white guy movie.
Yeah.
Two black kids drive by on their bikes, call our dog a fit.
Yeah, they did.
And threaten to beat us up.
And slap our dog.
And slap all three of our bitch asses.
That was pretty funny.
And we continue on our way.
Fucking.
All we said was why to the boys.
Yeah.
And just kept walking.
Yeah. The guy's like, yo, don't. They're like, they got a dog, don't. And the other guy's like, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to slap his dog. You guys are gay as shit. And I was like, Shane's like, why? Why are we gay?
No, you said why. I just,
did I say why?
Yeah, you were like, why? I just stood there and gave him a fucking thumbs up.
Yeah, why are you going to do that? Like,
thanks, guys.
That's weird.
So, after we got hate crimed.
Assaulted, yeah.
We just kept walking. And then we went to see Get Out. And where is that? Where were we just
now? United Artists, I think.
Okay.
Columbus Boulevard.
Yeah. So we got to watch that. It was expensive as fuck.
Yeah.
And
bad.
If you haven't seen the movie Get Out, don't. That movie fucking sucked dick.
No, do yourself a favor and see it. It's very important.
It is important that you go see it.
I read literally like 5 statuses. Like, seriously, like you have to, you owe it to yourself to get it.
Holy
it's
fuck,
like, dude.
Man. That movie sucked.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't fucking. I'd have watched it on TV. You know, if I was here on a Saturday night, I would have watched it on TV.
And then I would have said, this movie fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Dude, you got to read the Rotten Tomatoes. Fucking reviews are hilarious.
What's it say?
Like this one from Matthew Lacona from the San Diego Reader. He's a top movie critic.
Of course.
Cultural appropriation shifts from problematic to horrific in writer-director Jordan Peele's sharp take on the scary world of stuff white people like. That's a real review.
Jesus Christ, dude.
This is a good one by Will Leach from the New Republic. He says, Get Out has its surface scares, but it's what's lingering beneath that's most frightening. The sense that no matter where you turn, no matter how many people claim they're on your side, they're out to get you.
Dude, I've given you my theory on this before, right?
This is great. Amy Nicholson. These are all white people reviews, by the way. This is Amy Nicholson from MTV. In most slasher flicks, a guy like Chris would die first. Peele's joke is that the cliche has it backwards. Young black men know their lives are in peril from the first frame. Ooh, spooky.
That dude, I'm telling you, this is just, you know, back in like the early South, there was like, obviously you're, you know, say you're like kind of dumb, you just follow the trend, you join the KKK, and that was like, you didn't put any thought into it. Their same kids now are, those same dumb brain now is like, we hate racism, but they just don't know how to fucking navigate these waters to where they're like, they'll see that and be like, that was the best movie I ever saw. And it's like, why? Yeah, the movie was fucking okay.
The movie wasn't scary. There was literally not a scary part.
Yeah.
Was there a scary part?
I get scared easily at movies. If you make a loud noise in a movie, I jump. So I jumped at the gallows.
You thought
dude.
That movie was scary.
No, it wasn't scary at all. Dude. I wasn't scared for, I just got startled right. A couple times.
The only thing funny about it was his black friend.
Yeah.
Who just used about as
yeah
standard. He's like, I'm the motherfucking TSA, dog. Yeah. I just fucking saved your ass.
That was pretty cliche.
Credits.
Yeah.